Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're going to change the pace as we do every hour on this show, and we're going to talk to the president of the Rotary Club of Healesville, Terry Hill JP. Welcome, Terry.
Well, thank you, Alan, but I'm not president until June.
Oh, you're coming... sorry.
Currently vice president.
I thought you might be stuck with it for two years.
The last time I was president was 1979.
Fair enough. Well, first of all, and we want to talk about a project that you've been running for a number of years, and it's a terrific project. I actually use it, but we'll talk about it in a few minutes. I've got to ask you two things. I believe you've been in Healesville for many years.
Yes, we're not locals yet, because I think when we came in, you had to be in the timber industry for about 50 years before we came to be considered to be local, but I'm pretty much local now after 53 years.
It certainly was based a lot on timber, wasn't it? Now, I see that the last timber mill shut down late last year. In I think that was down in Yarra Junction. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. And we'll do it. We'll do a choice tunes. Those of you that remember, it's not that long ago, we get the person in, we talk about their life. But just very quickly, Terry, first of all, what brought you to Healesville?
Well, I was raised virtually in holidays, mainly up in the northeast.
Yep.
And this was as close to the northeast as I could get out of Melbourne.
Yep.
We wanted to be on this side of Melbourne. We loved the area.
Yep.
And I was based in a country school up in Tymore, which is out of Maryborough.
Oh, yeah.
And a tiny little school. No, I had two teachers, but yep. I was principal up there. And I came down one weekend with my wife, and she had the little baby, so she couldn't come around in the car with us.
Yep.
And I went round, and Alf Gray used to be in town.
Right.
And he was a real estate agent down in the bottom end of town. And I went into Alf, and I said, I want a property. And he said, okay. And he showed me one out at Chum Creek, and not that I got anything against Chum Creek, but this one was in the hollow, and there was a chook farm right next to it.
So that wasn't your choice?
And he said, I sort of turned my nose up at that, and he said, I think I know what you want. And we went out to Badger Creek where we are, and he drove me up to the top of the hill, and through the trees I could see in the distance the mountain range. And I thought, this is it. And we drove down to the bottom, and there was a beautiful road in and out, made road called Old Lawn Road. So I just loved it. And I said, I want it. I'll have it. And in those days, we had nothing. We were skint.
Hey, we all started off like that.
We did, yes. But it was,
All right. So we won't go any further on that, because we'll do that when we talk to you on Choice Tunes. You're coming in as a president of Rotary. First of all, why did you, Terry, get involved with Rotary? I believe you've been there 40-something years.
Yes. My uncle up in Myrtleford had the very first exchange student from Rhodesia over to Myrtleford Rotary.
Yep.
And I stayed with him, and the exchange student was there, and I just thought, this Rotary's a pretty good thing.
Yep.
And then, of course, like any young bloke who's interested in community service, I got into APEX, and I was in APEX and Beechworth.
So you got 30 and they threw you out?
No, you get 40 and they throw you out.
Oh, 40 was?
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't get thrown out. I went to Maryborough Rotary, and then I was footy coaching, so there was a lot to do, and two little babies coming along and new property, and I just didn't have time to join APEX in Healesville.
Yep.
Stewie McDonald came along, and he was very persistent, and he kept on saying to me, you've got to join Rotary, you've got to join APEX. And I said, oh, Stewie, look, I'm not ready to.
Yep.
And then Ian Wykes started the Rotary Club of Healesville.
Yep.
And he had Alexandra came down, people, Rotarians from Alex came. And with Ian Wykes, they had a contact, because Ian used to be principal at Alexandra.
Yep.
And they came down and they looked around and they said, well, we'll have this one, this one, this one, this one. They picked out people to be Rotarians.
Yep.
And I joined as what was called an additional active.
Yeah,
that was my classification.
I didn't know that sense of classification.
Well, Rotary, as you probably know, I think you've been in Rotary.
Yep.
Rotary has used to have classifications based upon people's occupation.
Occupation, yep.
Yeah, and it was mainly the heads of those organisations.
Absolutely.
But then there was this extra person that they thought that they could get in, and they called them additional actives. And so I joined under the tag of additional active, and very soon I became the active member of the primary school member.
Yep.
And from then on, I've just been in Rotary ever since.
Obviously, you enjoy it.
I do. It does so much for the community. It's a terrific organisation. It's worldwide, and I particularly have loved the student exchange programs that we've had.
Yeah, and the beauty of Rotary, and I should say Lions as well, because we are on their property, is that when you raise money for a project, it goes to the project.
It does.
It's not like some of these big ones where 30% of it goes in overheads, because the Rotarians pay the overheads. I can guarantee it.
Sure do. I've been paying overheads today with this directory, I can tell you.
We all have. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And there's a couple of things we want to cover today. Firstly, this project that Terry's going to tell us all about. And then you may want to find out more about Rotary. And at about 10 to 3, because we've got to be out of here by 5 to 3, because Matt Shaw will be in with his new show between 3 and 5, and then Oz Indy between 5 and 7. Just prior to us having to get out, Terry will give you some contact details and also the website and all that if you want to find out more about Rotary. But we'll do that as we go along, but certainly we want to talk about this great project they run and have done for a few years. Talking to Terry, and Terry is the incoming president from the 1st of July for the Rotary Club of Healesville. Now, I don't say this is your only project that you run, but one of the major projects you run every year, you put out this community directory. First of all, Terry, how did it start and why was it started? And was it started by Rotary?
Okay. The interesting start to this directory, the initial directory was printed on, I guess, Stettner.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And it was only a tiny little pamphlet thing.
Yep.
And the reason The way it began was I was the second president in Rotary. Ian Wykes was first president, yep. And I was the incoming president. And the year that I came in, there was a theme. Rotary has a theme each year.
Yep.
And the theme for that year was called Reach Out. So we started to reach out into the community.
Yep.
And I was home one day. I was sick, actually, and I was in bed, and I had, remember the telephone books that people used to have?
Yeah.
So I sat in, up in bed, and I had a Yellow Pages there, and I went through the Yellow Pages and found out all the people who provided services for the community of Healesville. Anyone who had any connection that they could provide services for, I wrote down the telephone number and the name and the service that they provided.
Yep.
And I took it along to Rotary, and that became part of our Reach Out program. And then the next thing was that Dr. Elroy Schroeder, who's a doctor here for many, many years and a fabulous charter member too, and Elroy was wanting something for his year of presidency, so he extended the first part of the directory. So he added actually the community part to the community service directory.
Oh, right, yeah.
And so all of the community things, the churches, the hospitals, particularly the medical things because of his interest, and the Shire were all encouraged to be part of that first section. So our little Gestetner thing with lists of tradies got pushed to the back, and the front of it became, you know, took over and became the community service directory.
Yep.
Now, that ran for many years, or for a number of years, for 5 years, I think, or 6 years.
Yep.
And every year, because it was a community part at the front, we had hardly any income. There was no income coming in from it.
So it was not making any money.
It was making zero.
And losing money.
Because we were paying for printing and all that.
Yep.
So they, one meeting we had was ran at the sanctuary. The president at the time got up and he said, look, we're going to have to quit the directory. We can't do it any longer.
True.
And I was a bit peeved because I'd started
it. I bet you were too.
So I said, look, I'll take it on. And they said, okay, you can do that. And they weren't prepared to help, but you can do it.
Yeah.
So I went home, and in those days, I don't know whether you can remember, MS-DOS. It was a horrible little green light that used to flit itself across the screen as you were trying to type.
Right.
And that was a very, very difficult way of inputting things in the early days of computers.
Yeah.
So I knew nothing about computers except that I had one then. So I started to type, and I used put in all the inputting of the first directory. That was a very good success, the first directory. It made a lot of money, actually.
So that changed from the Gestetner.
Yeah.
Into more of a glossy program.
Yeah, well, the way we produced it, we went down to David Brown, had the real estate on the corner there where the Bees, opposite Aldi now.
Yep.
And, that's something we forgot to do, turn the phone off.
Hang on, we'll just get rid of that.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
That's my wife sitting out in the car not knowing where I am.
Probably wanting to. No, aren't you going to hurry up?
Yes, probably. But anyway, where were we at?
Well, you took it over to the printer.
We took it over there. So after I got it all printed up, I asked people to provide business cards, and then we stuck all the business cards in, and then we set it all up in columns, pasted it in. We went up to Mountain Views at the time, which is where the Star is now, and they let us set it up there, and we set it all up in there and got it all configured.
Yep.
And then they ran it off like an ordinary printed thing. I got some photos for the front of it, and I thought, well, the first one needs to be an Aboriginal theme because they were here before we were, so therefore I paid homage to them. I was naive at the time. I didn't understand that you had to seek permission for such things.
I do
know that now. So I was actually called before a council of Aboriginal elders and, I was wondering whether I was going to get speared in the leg or what. But no, it wasn't going to happen because they understood that I did it all in good faith.
Yep.
And so we had William Barrack, the classic painting of William Barrack as he's painting onto bark.
Yep.
Was on the front of it.
Right.
And as I said, it was a very big success. Yep. Ever since then, we have been producing that directory. So 42 years of actual directory have happened. Yep. And this latest one has just come out today. We've just received the copies from Science Printing. I picked them up this morning and we're about to give them out today.
Now, I've got to ask you, Terry, how do you distribute them?
Well, in the past, initially we said that they were to every household. So the post office, in their service to the community, they would put them in the mail and they'd mail them to everybody. So everyone got one in the mail.
Yep.
And that was the post office doing a free service.
I bet they're free now.
No. There's no way the post office is going to even do that. They won't even put them in the boxes for you anymore.
Yeah,
you have to do that yourself.
Yeah.
So we had the post office fall over because they couldn't do that. So then we decided to pay for them to be distributed. Now, this latest directory is later than it should be.
Yep.
Because we had some changeover with the personnel.
Yep.
And the person who put the directory together had some time to work out a new system. And now it's a seamless system we've got for the new directory. But he has got the directory out now, and it, as you can see, if you've got that copy I gave you, it's pretty good.
Oh, it's terrific.
The front cover of it.
Do people have to go to pick it up somewhere?
No.
Or is it going to go to every household?
So what we've done, we've made a decision, because it's a bit later than normal, we're wanting to get the thing out in the street immediately.
Yep.
So it arrived over today down at Blue Metal, where they're storing the things for us.
Yep.
And I picked them up in a trailer.
Yep.
My morning has been that I've gone over to Yarra Glen already.
Yep.
And deposited them in IGA in Yarra Glen to the newsagents, to the primary school who are going to give them to the eldest in the family, and to the service stations over there, and the post office. So Yarra Glen is covered.
Yep.
They always only ever got them in that way.
Yep.
But Healesville, we used to get hire people to go around the streets.
Yep.
It would take something like about 3 to 5 weeks to get everyone out.
Yep.
And we still had people who were saying, I didn't get my directory.
Yep.
And that worried us because we were paying to have them for every household.
Yep.
So this year, I've gone around last week or week before, went around the supermarkets, Coles, IGA and Aldi are prepared to have them in there, and people who go shopping can go and pick them up. So that's a lot of people in Healesville. We're also having them at all the real estate agencies. We're having them at the banks.
Yep.
So if you have to go banking, they can pick one up. They'll be, where else? As I said, all the schools. I've gone around all the schools and the schools are all giving them out. And I gave them, already given them out to St. Bridget's and to Healesville Primary this morning.
Sounds good. All right, let's take a quick break. And then we're going to be back with more. But it is great. So it is a great little project, and it's a great, it's a really nice item to have at home. So get yourselves, when you're out doing your shopping, pop in and pick one up. We're going to play a song now, Stupid Cupid. It's a, Connie Francis did this many years ago, back in the 60s. But this is a 2023 version of it from Andre Cordova.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think. Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think straight. I meet him every morning about 8:30. I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You've even got me carrying his books to school. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. You got me jumping like a crazy clown, and I don't feature what you're putting down. Since I kissed his loving lips of wine, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Got me jumping like a crazy clown, and I don't feature what you're putting down. Since I kissed his loving lips of wine, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
And that was an updated version, I said, of a song by Connie Francis that was back in the 1960s. I should remind you, I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. All hits from the 60s, maybe a few from the 70s and a few from the 50s, but certainly we'll be here between 6 and 8 p.m. And I should mention at 3 o'clock, Matt Shaw will be here with his new show, Retro. That'll be anything from the 40s right through to about the 90s. So plenty of there for great music this afternoon. And then, of course, have a little faith that Sunday night. And the Oz Indie Show has now moved to 5 to 7 p.m. So it'd be great to have Matt back. But I'm talking to Terry Hill, and he's the vice president and also the incoming president of the Rotary Club of Healesville. And we're talking very much about the community directory, and we're going to stress how you should get that. But Terry, out of all the years that you've been in Rotary, and I'm talking about you personally now, what do you think's been the greatest achievement that you've felt personally?
Achievement or enjoyment?
Probably the most enjoyment.
Most enjoyment.
And not just going to the meetings.
No.
There must be a program that really excited you most.
Yes, the student exchange program.
Yep.
Has been very much a part of our lives for many years. The student exchange program, Rotary's student exchange, is totally different from most others. Many others have 3 months or loose exchange arrangements. With Rotary, it's a very strictly organised program, and the families who look after the students are vetted very strongly, obviously working with children and all that sort of procedure. But when the students come out from other countries, some of them are alive and ready to do and absorb everything about Australian culture. Others are just here because somebody pushed them into it. We had one who got pushed into being an exchange student, and we had to sort of mould them. But the thing, the beauty about the program and why I love it so much is that at the end of the 12 months, those people are very much Aussie kids.
Yeah, and they're very much a changed person, haven't they?
The whole outlook on life is, the only downside to it is that they've got the travel bug and they have itchy feet to travel.
Yep.
So from then on, they become a world person rather than just a person from Norway or Denmark.
And
or
some of
Sweden.
These kids, they've never been exposed to the big wide world, have they?
That's true.
Yeah.
Some of them come from privileged backgrounds where they've had maids and people, you know, doing everything for them. They get a bit of a rude awakening in Australia, but it doesn't take long before they figure out what's going on.
Locally, what would you say is the best project you've been involved in?
Oh, definitely the directory is the best project as far as that goes, because through the directory we've been able to make money, and that money that we make then gets put back into the community projects. So
we should stress that, because, you know, some organisations, they raise the money in Healesville. No, I shouldn't say Healesville because I don't have an organisation that does, but they raise it in an area. And I know we raised money for a hospital once, expecting it to go into a hospital in the area, and it, because they were part of a conglomerate, it went to some other hospital altogether. Whereas if you can put the money back into the to the actual community, it's really something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it does give you a feeling of satisfaction when you can do that. The other one that's dear to my heart and is very new is the Love Healesville project. So on the back of the directory, you're right.
Gone again. I don't want to push a button yet, so we'll just keep... Yep, we're back. Keep going.
Back on,
I don't know why it's all of a sudden having a fit.
So on the back of this directory, you'll see that there's a thing called Love Healesville.
Yep.
And the Love Healesville, and it's my fault, I'll bring a shirt in for you next time, no. cap. But Love Healesville is... the emblem is a platypus, and it's in a heart shape. And it's on a T-shirt. So any of those that we sell, that money goes straight back into community projects as well.
Two shirts are two banger, isn't it?
It is.
And the other thing too, which I like about it, apart from the fact I use it looking for community groups, is that you're mainly advertising tradespeople from around here. So it's Healesville people using the Healesville tradespeople rather than bring someone in from out of town.
Yeah, that was going back to that very first day when I was sitting in bed taking names and everything. I included every trade that I could think of that you'd be likely to need, like, for example, chimney sweeps. Now, there were no chimney sweeps in Healesville, so I think I had one from King Lake or somewhere. And we've stuck to that philosophy that we do only local people in the 3775 or 3777.
I think that's important.
And then we add anyone outside that has to have a service to the community that you can't get within the community.
And that's fair.
And but the reason being that there's a lot of pensioners and old people out there who simply don't know how to Google. So they open the page and
And when you Google someone, particularly a computer's gone again. Anyway, particularly because the I'm sorry, I've just been distracted. This computer's really playing up. One of the important things is the older people don't know how to Google. And a lot of these things, when you Google them now, I was doing something last night, it doesn't have an address and has a 1300 phone number. So you don't know whether you're talking to someone in Healesville, you could be talking to someone in Sydney, Canberra. And if it's a service, it's not much good to you if you're ringing someone in Canberra.
Well, I think you could say if you look in the directory and you find, for example, a carpenter, if you had some home repairs to do, and you look in there and you look for carpenters and there's many of them, then you'll know that the person, you'll know their address usually, it's in there, you'll know that they're local, and you'll know that they're not going to take you down. They're going to do the right thing.
And you know you can chase them up.
you know where they live.
All right, we've got to take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Start singing as morning calls, sun rays catch the morning view, and I'll know it's a sky blue day as I wake up loving you. when birds fly home across the sun. At twilight time on mountains high, we'd sit and watch the evening glow and let the world go slowly by. I've spent a lifetime loving you, just like sun rays on morning dew. It's such an easy thing to do, to spend a lifetime loving you. Sometimes the sun forgot to shine. Morning flowers were sleeping too. We'd listen to the storm clouds roar, thinking of good times we knew. I don't need the sun to shine. Your love and smile will see me through. And rain would fall on our tin roof as I wake up loving you. I've spent a lifetime loving you, just like sun rays on morning dew. It's such an easy thing to do, to spend a lifetime loving you. I've spent a lifetime loving you, just like sun rays on morning dew. It's such an easy thing to do, to spend a lifetime loving you.
Welcome back, and Matt Shaw has just entered the building, so he's in with his retro show from 3 till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Matt, I hope the computer has been playing up the last half hour, so he's got his own, so he doesn't care. Anyway, look, I just need to mention tonight is the last one for this session is a Wandon Custom Car and Boat Bike Show. It's done by Rotary, but it's done by the Opposition One down at Wandon. It's between 5 and 9 p.m. tonight. Spectators are $5 as a recommended donation. Cars 1990 and earlier are $10. Bikes are $5. No patches or colours permitted. No bring your own alcohol. It's at Wandon East Recreation Reserve. One of the reasons I want to mention it, well, I'm going tonight, so I'd love to see you down there, but it also supports the Royal Children's Hospital and also the local community, and they raise a lot of money for the Children's Hospital. But, Terry, just quickly remind us again how we can get these community directories, because it's very important, I think, that people get them.
Okay, so they are in Yarra Glen, available from the primary school at the for the eldest in the family. So
right now?
They've had them. I've delivered them this morning. Yep. The news agency over there has them at the front desk. The post office has them in a little file as you can walk in. Everyone in Yarra Glen knows where they are.
Yep.
The two service stations have them. And in Hillsville, you can get it at Coles, at Aldi, IGA in the supermarkets.
So wherever you buy
things, if you've gotten any money to put in the bank, you can go into the Bendigo Bank and the Commonwealth Bank. Yep. They will also have a box in there. You'll get them at all the primary schools and all the high school. They have them. And where else? There's at the service stations. They'll be all delivered to the service station. They'll also be at the library for the Shire, because the Shire working well with us.
Yep.
In the front of the directory, you'll see that there's a new edition. It's called the A to Z of Hillsville Rotary, and that's what we've been doing over the years, how many years we've been doing each project. So that's a very important thing.
Yep.
And one plug, on the bottom of that, you'll see my contact numbers and everything. So if you want to give me a ring and have a chat to me about Rotary, happy to do so.
Whereabouts do you meet, Terry?
We meet at the RSL every Monday night.
Yep.
So, and I will give a real plug for this one because it's going to be a fabulous night. Next Monday, we're going to have a guest speaker called And we have guest speakers regularly, but the guest speaker next Monday is going to be James Walker, and he's going to be talking about mental health.
We had him on last week.
Oh, you had him.
I interviewed him last week.
So you know all about him.
Terrific guy.
Yeah, he's a terrific
fellow. He's got a great project.
Well, the money we raise from that will go, and the money that we have been raising from the masquerade ball we just had, or dance that we just had, is going to go to the Alexandra Rotary Club. And that money will go directly to them, and it's to rebuild the shed that they have their big expo of trucks and cars and things in.
Oh, because that got burned in the fires.
It got burned in the fires. But since the fires, there have been two suicides up in the district, and therefore this talk on mental health from James Walker is going to be very well
thought. He's a terrific guy, and it's a terrific project. And in fact, I should mention, while Terry's talking about it, there is a podcast of the interview up on our website. We did it last Wednesday. So if you go to www.yarravalleyfm.org.au, look down the left-hand side, there'll be a black background, and you'll see podcast. Click on that. It'll come up then. You'll see my smiling face with community connections underneath it. Click on that and you'll either be the first, second or third. So it's very well worthwhile listening to that. So that's a great project to put some money into.
It is. And because it helps the infrastructure of a district rather than giving it to, you know, sort of relief or something.
Yep.
It's something that the community can rebuild.
And Rotary should. And I argued with my club on Monday night. The Rotary is there to build or do get something started and then to move off and let the community run. It's not the job of Rotary to fund other groups. It's our job to build something or get a program started and then let the community run it themselves.
Yep.
Righto. Quickly, for those that... I know you said the details there. Just quickly give us the details, please, Terry.
Service stations...
No.
The details.
Rotary.
My details.
Yes.
My telephone number?
Well, whatever you want to give out.
Okay. If you want to give me a call, 0419...
Yep.
678915.
And also, you've got a website, and that's Rotary Club of
Website. Hills. Website is in the front of the directory, so the inside page of the directory, you'll see our QR code, and it's called rotaryhillsville.org.
Yep, no AU, just rotaryhillsville.org.
Yep.
Have a look at it. Rotary and all these service clubs are a great organisation to get involved in, and I'm sure Terry knows, and they have some very interesting guest speakers. And one of the other things that, as a Rotarian, I've been in Rotary myself for a long while, is that the camaraderie, when you go out and do a project, you do a hands-on project, you have a lot of fun too, don't you?
We do.
No one says you can't have a bit of fun while you're doing it.
So if anyone wants to come on Monday night, next Monday, to hear a fabulous guest speaker, just give me a ring.
What time?
It's 6 to 6:30, 6:30 start, and it's every Monday night at the RSL Club, and they're fantastic at the RSL Club. They do a great job.
Yep, and what time is it normally finished,
Terry? Oh, always finishes by 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep.
Sounds good to me. All right, great organisation. As I said, I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3. I'm not 100% sure who the interviews are, but I've got 3 hours of interviews. And also I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Matt Shaw is out there in the foyer right now getting set ready for the... for his show. I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's called Retro. That's on between 3 and 5 o'clock. And then at 5 to 7, Greg Carrick will have his Oz Indie show. That's moved off. There's been a couple of changes coming up. One quick thing before we go. Terry, we've got a minute to go. You give me a reason why I should join Rotary if I wasn't a Rotarian.
Everyone these days... seems to do things for themselves, and there's nothing more gratifying, self-satisfying than to do something for someone else and to see the result of what you've done. And expect nothing for it, yes. So that's the reason I think you should join Rotary, because we're all here to help each other. Hillsville is a fabulous community.
What about friendship?
The friendship comes. The friendship, the relationships that you develop when you join any organisation come naturally. But the reason for joining it should be coming from the heart,
yep,
and not from the hip pocket.
And, of course, the other thing about Rotary too is it's not only local. I mean, you can participate in programs worldwide too, can't you?
Oh, it's an international organisation.
And there is the opportunity to travel overseas to work on some of these projects too. Yep. So if you're retired and got a bit of time?
Well, we're going to have next year a new project that's going to be developed. It's going to be an overseas project where we're going to actually encourage people from the community to come. The Rotarian in charge of international directorship is Clifton Mabley, and Clifton's planning for a group of people to go over to a community to work in a community firsthand.
For how long?
He hasn't developed the program yet.
A bit early.
he simply does many projects, and he has in the past.
Got to go, Terry.